91X News.
It's 8 degrees and partly cloudy at noon. Good day, I'm Keenan Weaver. In the news, an unfortunate accident last night in Belleville's North End sent a woman to Kingston General Hospital with life-threatening injuries. City police say a 66-year-old woman was hit by a car crossing Maitland Drive just before 7 p.m. After an investigation, police say charges will not be laid. Members of Project Long Arm, Belleville Police Service ERT, and Canine Unit executed a Controlled Drug and Substances Act search warrant yesterday at a Victoria Avenue residence. As a result of the search, a small amount of marijuana, cannabis resin, and cocaine were seized. The total value of the seizure is $400. Three suspects have each been charged with two counts of possession of a controlled substance and one count of possession for the purpose of trafficking cocaine. They are scheduled to appear in provincial court on February 23, 2012. Some students at Loyalist College are hosting a free school day today that will be open to the public. It's part of the National Day of Action, a protest directed at provincial government against rising tuition fees. The event takes place at the college from 10 to 4. Shortly after 10, only a handful of students had gathered in the college cafeteria. Event organizer and Loyalist journalism student Kyle Mumford says he isn't discouraged.
It's a slow start, but we're hoping to build up a base. We're going to go talk to some of the students around and see if we can draw in a larger crowd.
If there is enough interest, a protest will be held tomorrow at noon at local MPP Todd Smith's office in protest of rising tuition. At this point, Mumford says it's a go. As our use of technology grows, so does the need to dispose of unused electronics, also known as e-waste. Nick Layard explains how you can dispose of e-waste and at the same time give back to the community.
The satisfaction of completing a project as you watch your printer spit out pages of that essay that's due. Someday, this printer will die. Tara Redman says instead of it sitting in a closet, a magnet for dust, consider donating it. She is the manager of the ReStore at the Habitat for Humanity and will gladly take as many old electronics as you have. That is because it turns into a donation for her organization.
The ReStore exists to basically fund the houses that Habitat for Humanity builds. We cover all operating costs and we're able to transfer money to the affiliate to cover builds.
A lot of old electronics currently sit in landfills, hurting the environment. But the ReStore works with Sims, the world's largest recycling company.
We contact Sims and they take it to their depot in Brampton, where they break it down, sort it, and they recycle it to other areas that can use glass, leaded glass, plastics, whatever. They actually even recycle the dust.
You can bring your old electronics to the ReStore Monday to Saturday, located at 365 Bell Boulevard. For QNET News, I'm Nick Liard.
The Ontario government is holding their hand out to the federal government, looking for more cash. In an article in the Toronto Star, Finance Minister Dwight Duncan said the Canadian government is taking more than they're giving through federal equalization. This year, Ontario will pay $6 billion into the fund and will only get $3 billion back. WikiLeaks chief Julian Assange embarks on a final bid today to avoid being sent to Sweden to face charges. Charles de Ledesma has more.
Julian Assange's legal team is making a final effort at Britain's Supreme Court to avoid his extradition to Sweden. The WikiLeaks founder is wanted by Swedish authorities over sex crimes allegations stemming from a visit to the country in 2010. He denies any wrongdoing. Lower courts have twice approved Assange's extradition, and legal experts say he faces long odds as his lawyers lay their case before the country's top court. The hearing will take 2 days, but the decision isn't expected for another few weeks. Charles Ledesma, London.
The boys were having a grand old time, having a few drinks, but perhaps a few too many. Belleville police say a 22-year-old Belleville man ended up falling through a glass table at a residence on Tracy Park Drive at 1:30 this morning. He had to be taken to Belleville General for treatment of cuts. The social networking site that changed friend from a noun to a verb is expected to file as early as today to sell stock on the open market. This decision could potentially increase Facebook's market value by billions of dollars. Reporter Bill Weyer says its debut is likely to be the most talked about initial public offering since Google in 2004.
Why are investors so eager to trade this company? Well, in less than a decade, over 800 million people have signed on, which means if Facebook were a country, only China and India would have more citizens. And most of their citizens freely share their likes and dislikes, which is pure gold to advertisers.
The company expects to raise as much as $10 billion, though some accounts say it could be less than that. Higher sales put Chrysler back on the road to success last year, earning a profit for the first time in 15 years. David Melody has more.
Talk about a turnaround. A couple of years ago, skeptics said Chrysler and other U.S. automakers were doomed and denounced the bailouts. Today, Chrysler's Gualberto Rignari says higher sales of Jeeps and other revamped vehicles gave the company its first annual net income since 1997.
We are proving those who were skeptics that they were wrong.
Chrysler says it made $183 million last year as revenue rose 31% to $55 billion, and sales were up 44% in January.
It's quite a promising season.
He says it's given the company the confidence to start hiring more workers in Michigan, Illinois, and Ohio.
That's 91X News to 1206. Renee Rogers has sports next.
Are you tired of one-minute showers?
Is your well keeping you a prisoner?
Don't let your well worry you anymore. Contact Larry at morewater.ca. More Water can repair your drilled well for far less than drilling a new one.
Visit morewater.ca or call Larry at 613-378-6755. That's 613-378-6755.
Good afternoon. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X Sports. In local hockey, the Junior A Kingston Voyageurs host the Wellington Dukes tonight at 7:30. Trenton Golden Hawks will be on home ice tonight when they face the Peterborough Liftlock Stars at 7:30. In OHL action, the Belleville Bulls will travel to face Kitchener this Friday at 7:30. Also, this Friday's a PA day, and the Bulls will be hosting a full-day camp from 8 to 4 at the Quinty Sports and Wellness Center. Novice to Peewee-aged players and goaltenders can participate. Go to the Bulls' website for more information. There are five games on the NHL schedule tonight. The Leafs are hosting Pittsburgh. The New York Rangers will travel to meet Buffalo. Florida will play at home against Washington. Anaheim is hosting Dallas. And Columbus will meet the Kings in Los Angeles. Still in NHL news, Pittsburgh Penguins star Sidney Crosby has been diagnosed with a soft tissue injury in his neck, which may be the root of his concussion-like symptoms. Penguins general manager Ray Shero says they'll still be cautious.
One thing we're trying to find out is what's causing these symptoms, how we can get him back safely to play, and as I've said many times, he will not return to play until those symptoms disappear.
The NHL star has played just 8 games over the last 13 months. In local basketball, the Loyalist Lancers men's team lost their fourth straight game last night at home to the Fleming Knights, 79-72. Knights guard Max Clarkson finished with a game-high 26 points, 22 of which came in the second half. Knights head coach Dave Golding believes Clarkson is one of the league's best when it comes to attacking the rim.
He's not really a pure shooter, he's a slasher, and his strength is getting him the ball in the open floor and letting him take it. And there is not no one in the league that can stop a one-on-one.
The Lancers look to turn things around next Friday at home against the Cambrian College Golden Shield. Tip-off is at 6 o'clock. In the NFL, Indianapolis Colts quarterback Peyton Manning continues to battle neck problems that kept him sidelined for the entire 2011 season. ABC reporter Josh Elliott says Manning has no plans to retire at this time.
Peyton Manning, by any measure, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, now finds himself playing defense.
The doctors and I have been in good, constant communication, and we're on the same page. Everything they're saying, though, is everything's right on point, everything looks good, that I'll be cleared and ready to go. So that's encouraging to me.
In an interview with ESPN's Trey Wingo, Manning refuted reports of his impending retirement.
Manning says his rehabilitation from neck surgery continues on schedule. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Keenan with 91x weather.
Today, cloudy with 40% chance of showers, high of plus 8. Temperature falling to plus 1 this afternoon. Tonight, a few clouds, increasing cloudiness before morning, low minus 6. Thursday, cloudy, clearing in the evening, high of minus 2. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud, low minus 10 and a high of 0, hopefully followed by a sunny weekend. At 12:10, it's 8 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Renee Rogers. News is next at 1.